Course in Miracles, Original Edition, Chapter 14, Bringing Illusions to Truth, Section 1, Introduction. Unless you are guiltless, you cannot know God, whose will is that you know Him. Therefore, you must be guiltless. Yet, if you do not accept the necessary conditions for knowing Him, you have denied Him and do not recognize Him, though He is all around you. He cannot be known without His Son, whose guiltlessness is the condition for knowing Him. Accepting His Son as guilty is denial of the Father so complete that knowledge is swept away from recognition in the very mind where God Himself has placed it. If you would but listen and learn how impossible this is. Do not endow Him with attributes you understand. You made Him not, and anything you understand is not of Him. Your task is not to make reality. It is here without your making, but not without you. You who have thrown yourselves away and valued God so little, hear me speak for Him and for yourselves. You cannot understand how much your Father loves you, for there is no parallel in your experience of the world to help you understand it. There is nothing on earth with which it can compare, and nothing you have ever felt apart from Him that resembles it ever so faintly. You cannot even give a blessing in perfect gentleness. Would you know of one who gives forever and who knows of nothing except giving? The children of heaven live in the light of the blessing of their Father, because they know that they are sinless. The atonement was established as the means of restoring guiltlessness to the mind which has denied it and thus denied heaven to itself. Atonement teaches you the true condition of the Son of God. It does not teach you what you are or what your Father is. The Holy Spirit, who remembers this for you, merely teaches you how to remove the blocks that stand between you and what you know. His memory is yours. If you remember what you have made, you are remembering nothing. Remembrance of reality is in Him, and therefore in you.